Lesson 100. Paul and Timothy. Timothy was a young brother in the congregation at Lystra. His father was Greek, and his mother was Jewish. His mother, Eunice, and grandmother, Lois, taught Timothy about Jehovah from the time he was little. When Paul visited Lystra during his second preaching tour, he noticed that Timothy really loved the brothers and was eager to help them. Paul invited Timothy to join him on his journey. Over time, Paul trained Timothy to be a fine preacher and teacher of the good news. Holy Spirit guided Paul and Timothy wherever they went. One night, in a vision, a man told Paul to come to Macedonia and help them. So Paul, Timothy, Silas, and Luke went there to preach and to form congregations. In the Macedonian city of Thessalonica, many men and women became Christians. But some of the Jews were jealous of Paul and his companions. They rounded up a mob and dragged the brothers to the city rulers, shouting, "These men are enemies of the Roman government." Paul's and Timothy's lives were in danger, so they fled to Berea during the night. The people in Berea were eager to learn the good news, and both Greeks and Jews there became believers. But when some Jews came from Thessalonica and stirred up trouble, Paul left for Athens. Timothy and Silas stayed in Berea to strengthen the brothers. In time, Paul sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to help the brothers deal with the intense persecution there. Later, Paul sent Timothy to visit many other congregations and encourage them. Paul told Timothy, "Those who want to serve Jehovah will be persecuted." Timothy was persecuted and imprisoned for his faith. He was happy for the opportunity to prove his loyalty to Jehovah. Paul told the Philippians, "I am sending Timothy to you. He will teach you what it means to walk in the truth, and he will train you in the ministry." Paul knew that he could rely on Timothy. They worked together as friends and fellow servants for many years. "I have no one else of a disposition like his who will genuinely care for your concerns. For all the others are seeking their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ." Philippians 2:20 and 21. Questions. Who was Timothy? Why were Paul and Timothy such good friends? Acts 16:1-12 and 17:1-15. Philippians 2:19-22. 2 Timothy 1:1-5 and 3:12, 14 and 15. And Hebrews 13:23.